This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, November 3rd. Well, cattle markets had a big day up yesterday. Live cattle front month pushing above that significant gap, which was the breakout point on the acceleration to the downside. So we're back above that. We have corrected all of that washout and now are above that key resistance, at least on the December front month. The back months are not above that gap, but they got up to it. So everything is moving higher very impressively yesterday. It's worth noting that once again, it was bear spread action, but it is curious how this price action is occurring in the live cattle market, where the bear spreads have been working the last few sessions as the market moves higher, and in particular as that front month gets above significant resistance levels. It's just an odd type of price action. In feeder cattle, very strong day there as well, finally following along with the live cattle, finally breaking to the upside. So of course, I thought the market was going to take one more push to the downside because it just wouldn't follow live cattle higher. But feeders finally caught an updraft yesterday with a big $4 plus move to the upside. That takes us to one of the gap areas on that last part of the washout to the downside here a couple weeks ago. So working our way back up, we're not near to the level that the live cattle are as far as getting back to the breakout point of the washout. But yesterday's action certainly bodes well and would suggest that you're probably not going to come back down and put in new lows. You're not going to see that one more push down and to complete the formation. I don't think the market would have had that much energy yesterday if the bigger picture were still that weak. So this suggests that we're going to get some follow through to the upside, take us back up to that breakout point, which on the January feeders is right at that 250 level, which is still another $8 roughly above where it settled yesterday. So we'll see if we can get that kind of follow through here in the short term. Stock market has a lot to do with this, being up 500 points yesterday. It certainly bodes well for the just not only reflective of the broader economy, but the attitudes of the consumer that we're on solid footing for, you know, the overall economy. And that bodes well for beef consumption headed into a key time frame into the holidays. So I think that will continue to shore up the beef market. Export sales report yesterday for beef, 18,800 pounds. That's definitely a good number. Follows last week's 21,000, and that followed the week prior where we didn't even get above 1,000. So 2 weeks in a row where we've certainly offset the big drop in exports from a few weeks ago. China took 6,600, Japan 5,500, Taiwan 1,800, South Korea took 1,500. Pork export sales at 31,600, Mexico took 9,700, South Korea 7,800, Japan took 2,900. In the cash trade for cattle yesterday, we did see more Fed numbers traded at around 185. That's up one from the previous week. Still don't have a price report for the dress trade. In box beef, we had a big turnaround after seeing quite a bit of pressure the last couple days on both choice and select. Choice was up 235 yesterday at 305. Select was down another 421 at 274. So the spread picked up 656 just in one day. We're sitting back up to $30.19. Movement was 192 loads. That's a big number as well. So it's interesting. You know, the first few days of the week, box beef movement was very light on lower numbers. And then we get a mixed trade on the box beef values. And that comes on a strong volume day. So that's encouraging to see that. Slaughter rate yesterday, 124,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 496,000. That's down 6,000 from a week ago. And it's down 17,000 from a year ago. The daily feeder cattle index is sitting at 239.83. The 7-day moving average is up 55 cents at 237.80. So those dailies, or the last couple of days, have been above the moving average. We just start to see that average kind of pick up a little bit here. So moving forward on the futures, a strong day yesterday. We've got stock market strong again this morning after the jobs report showed good numbers there. Stock market getting another push up, you know, up about 150 points as we speak. So, you know, if we can continue that into the open for cattle, I think that would be supportive. Not that the stock market drives cattle futures, but it is part of the broader fundamental structure of the market, clearly. So, you know, we're seeing a nice updraft in stocks. We're seeing more confidence in the economy. And I think that bodes well, at least in the short term, for the cattle space. And especially given yesterday's price action, you know, for live cattle, the back months are at the resistance, but the front months have been able to break above it. So that should pull those back months higher. For feeder cattle, big day up yesterday would suggest you're going to get some follow through today. And we don't have any major upside resistance for, you know, $8 above us. So there's plenty of room to move without running into some major headwinds. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This is Ben Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.